Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It had clearly been a while since I'd done a podcast because, the workflow for actually getting a podcast published for me is perhaps a little more complicated than the average. Now, some of it some of the automation still worked for the most part. I just had to maybe change a couple of pointers, but the actual process for getting a podcast episode with show notes and have all of that published and have the URLs work on the site when you publish something, that apparently takes a little bit longer. It's a little bit more work. So getting that last episode out was kind of I need to make sure that this works going forward so that I can do it again. It turns out that, I use a couple of apps on my phone to make it easy to generate, markdown pages that have the show notes and are able to publish on my website. Cause I'm using Jekyll to publish phoneboy.com. And so it's all static pages, but I generate the pages here at home, and then I upload them to a web server somewhere and of course, if the web server is not configured correctly to serve the files, then you get errors when you click on links and so on. And it's been a while since you've actually exercised all this stuff. You need to make sure it all works. And so I published a podcast and realized that I had a few problems that I needed to work out. Now, the good news is, even though I've moved on, I'm a couple of phones removed from the first phone I was using when I was doing podcasts. Fortunately, that phone, I had that phone torn apart because the battery had swollen on it. iPhones, they're not real fun to take apart, but the 5S is actually not too bad as far as phones. But I had mine taken apart, and I had a couple other ones sitting around, so I took the battery out of one of them and put it in the other one, and now the workflow that I had created was there, and I had to piece all these pieces together to get it to get my podcast in, and have it published online. When it gets put on the website, there's a whole process that I've strung together. It seems like it's a bunch of shell scripts kind of thing, but then I realized that the web server wasn't. When you clicked on the links, you were getting 404, and it was like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm now using a different web server, and I need to rewrite URLs and do all this other stuff. And it's trying to figure all of that out again. And fortunately, Google is your friend, or Bing or whatever search engine you use, and was able to find some. Find all this stuff that would make all of this stuff work. And so it took a little bit of time to get it working, but hey, I can now publish a podcast. This one, when it goes out, will be easier to publish because I've worked out the process. In fact, I can even schedule it so it comes out on a specific day, which is part of all of this process. So anyway, this is recording the next episode, and hopefully now I think of things to share on the podcast, I will have a way to do that, and you will have a way to listen to it. And hopefully, I guess that's the next thing I need to check, is to make sure that that podcasts are still showing up in the directories and everything, because it had been a while since I published something. So let's see if it all works out. So we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.